This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
As we welcome Mr. Brad Blanks to the show.
Hello, hey, Bradley. Scott and Patty, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What kind of sandwiches did you make for the Blanks kids today as you shuffle them off to school?
Yeah, well, I've learned to put like a tortilla on a fry pan. I put it down and then I heat that up and I put some cheese on it and then some pepperoni and I sort of make the mini pizzas.
Wow.
I fold it up, chop it up, and then put it in the lunchbox.
I thought you were just doing peanut butter and jelly or something that.
My parents never made me that.
No. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
My mom used to, I'm not kidding, I would open my lunchbox and inside would be a pork chop from the night before. Like, every kid wants to pull out a pork chop, a cold pork chop, and I would just not eat.
Oh, poor Patty.
Good old mom. She was adorable, wow.
Brad is on the cutting edge of entertainment. He found this show on Netflix called Pet Stars. And it's the story of these two ladies who were working, I guess they were working in a bank together, and they're both big, you know, pet fans, Colleen and Melissa. So they decided to quit the bank and go to work as pet agents. Now, what is a pet agent, Brad?
Yeah, they're like a Hollywood agent, you know, that gets movie stars big roles. These ladies are Hollywood pet agents. So they get animals into movies, TV shows, advertising campaigns. And that's their job. They are hard-hitting pet agents.
Scott. So if someone making a movie or a TV show needs a pet, they know which ones and what look they might need, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, and these ladies are very entertaining. It's Colleen Wilson and Melissa Curtis. Now, the first episode, I've got to say, Scott, is all about the ugliest dog. So I was very excited
You had me believing yesterday that's all they do is represent ugly dogs, but that's not true.
Watched the series.
Yeah, yes. I've watched into the series a ways, and they're really fun. These chicks, they have such a great back and forth. They belong on the radio because they're really funny together. They're different personality types, and yet they love each other. It's really a very fun show.
And they love their animals.
After you told me about this yesterday, I came home and I talked to my dog, Riley, who's very unattractive. He's got one eye and he's got a messed up set of teeth and his tongue's hanging out all the time. And I wanted to see if he would, you know, enjoy showbiz.
And contribute to your bank account?
Yeah, right. So anyway, here's Brad talking to the stars of Pet Stars.
The first episode is crazy. Essentially, you go deep into the world of the ugliest dog. How are the people behind these ugly dogs?
I loved the people behind it because, honestly, they're doing it to celebrate this thing that normally those dogs would not be around. You know, people would euthanize them, and all these people just love them for their personalities.
The uglier, the better. And the owners will tell you that. They get so proud, and they're very competitive with each other. And it's like, well, mine doesn't have teeth, and mine has dreadlocks. And like, I mean, it's this whole competition thing. It's crazy.
What advice could you give me if I had a pet animal and I wanted to make it a superstar.
You can do it. I mean, we have a roster where people sign up all the time and it's online.
It really comes down to consistency. Like if you want to create an Instagram account for your dog or cat or lizard or whatever, you know, you have to figure out what your page is. Is it humorous? Is it, you know, costumey? Is it outdoorsy? What is your vibe? And then consistency and just creating content and getting out there and interacting and just letting it slowly build organically. That's really important. We never tell people to buy followers or anything like that.
What up and coming talent can we find out there?
Depends on what you like. If you love reptiles, you love dogs and you like to hike, there are accounts for you there, and cats that are beautiful or ugly dogs.
There's so many.
These animals are influencing us.
They are.
It's so much better than a human celebrity, I would say, because people don't hate the animals. They love them. They like, you know, when a human celebrity, it's like, oh, love or hate with a pet, and with you just like, oh, I just love them, you know?
You might be the nicest Hollywood agents I've ever met.
That's because we work with animals.
Colleen, thank you. Melissa, thank you. And your show is awesome.
Oh, thank you, Brad. Thanks for having us.
There you go. It's on Netflix. It's called Pet Stars, Colleen and Melissa. So the second episode's not about ugly dogs, though.
Casting for a commercial. It's really funny.
Scott, you got to check out Rascal, the ugliest dog. He's probably the ugliest dog in history. So check out Rascal.
I got Rascal. It all queued up. Yeah. I got all queued and ready to go.
And monkey.
Thank you, Bradley.
That's right, Patty. Thanks, Scott.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.